Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life or Deeper Steel. The Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother. Dealer Funk and Unity, raw cannabis talk. R.C.T. Uncut Talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of show enough cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk the G-Funk. I want to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. I want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, W-E-L-T-H-L, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D, so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for Mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
Big news, baby. Big news concerning the industry. Got to get to it right away. I got all kind of headlines, things I got to catch up with. Welcome to the show, Living a High Life. This is where we get down. Yesterday, and I know it made national news because it blew up here in Arizona. Arizona County Attorney Bill Montgomery. I think he let the cat out the bag, folks. For days, I've been kind of warming up to something and feeling like we've been part of an experiment. I had read a couple articles that referred to us as being a part of an experiment. And I'm talking about legalization, talking about medical marijuana. People thought I was crazy. But yesterday, Bill Montgomery let the cat out the bag.
But County Attorney Bill Montgomery believes the president-elect should.
We ought to end the charade, and this next administration has an opportunity to do that.
Right now,
wow. Folks, did you hear him? Let me say this. We should end this charade. Did he let the cat out the bag? Has this just been an experiment? If you want to get in the game, we're the Interactive Cannabis Show. We are America's fastest growing cannabis show. We are the only daily cannabis show in the industry across the country, folks. I give you your cannabis news first. Nobody's talking about this. Nobody's bringing it up. Nobody's hitting you with the magic. This guy let the cat out the bag. I think we should end the charade now. 28 states are in violation of federal law right now, people. Right this minute, over half the country is illegal. Legal, but illegal, based on federal law. What is going to happen? We got to talk about it. There's a new term coming out that you'll hear more and more about, one that I'm even thinking about getting involved in. It's called cantheism. And it's part of this nation's experiment with medical marijuana and legalization. There's a controversy right now. Seems to be growing against any laws that are prohibiting cannabis in any way, shape, form, or fashion from being a part of religion. Now, I thought that there's something out there that, you know, you can't do anything if it's religious. I'm going to take a look at that today. Why? Because every religion, dating back as far as you can go, utilized the plant in the religious aspect. And I don't care if Buddha's, Hindu, everybody. It has been a part of that religious experience. And right now, it looks like they're trying to go against what's already a constitutional right of religious freedom. Now, all of my medical marijuana patients out there, listen up. I got something for you. I already been telling you about the gun control. They locked gun control all over MMJ patients. If you got the card, do not forget, you cannot have a gun. You cannot have a gun if you had one already. Nope. Can't have it. Nope. So I've been pushing that, letting people know. And then I got another piece I got to start letting my people know, because as part of this experiment, that's what they want to call us, an experiment. You think your information is protected, don't you? You think because they got that little thing called HIPAA out there that your information as a medical marijuana patient is secure? Nope. They can lock in whenever they want to. Whenever they feel like it. With that information and gun control, I'll put those two together for you today. And you'll see how they got us locked in this experiment. Because I think it's an experiment to look at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different things. One is, can we gun control with this? Will gun control ever work? Two, we got 28 states breaking federal law. How can we continue to let states break federal law and we continue to arrest people? Didn't think about that one, huh? So if the state illegal and I do something illegal, how come I got to go to jail? I mean, we all doing something against the federal, right? I'm just saying. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the big show. All my Cannamaniacs, all the Canna fans, lock in. This is Living the High Life. We call it the Cannabis Takeover. We kind of got the table set for you right now. This is where you will get the latest cannabis stories from around the world. And I'm talking about, we get into it too. We do it with a twist. We add a little entertainment to it. Make sure we get the information and education out. Living the High Life, by the way, is powered by Weed Maps and this 50,000 watt powerhouse, KFNX, 1100 AM.
Who, Mama, who's the crazy man talking on the radio?
Who, me? I'm Isaac Griffin. They call me the King Cola, the Big Bud Man. Every day I take the cannabis from the air to the airwaves, only to bring you the blunt truth to my cannabis community. Did you hear it? If you're just joining me, I opened up the show with Arizona County Attorney Bill Montgomery coming out and calling the whole medical marijuana game industry a sham, a charade. I'll use his word, a charade.
Yeah, no gray area there.
There was, now, to me, it's almost like he knows something.
They always do, Isaac. You know that.
But see, here's the thing.
It's all about timing.
It's all about timing, and the timing is this. Jeff Sessions from Alabama, looking like he may be the guy.
He's got some posturing, yeah.
Now, if he ends up being the guy, and this whole Donald Trump administration thing, the crackdown on dispensaries, illegally selling the drug, as they want to call it, and I'm talking about including those selling it for medicinal use. Now, there's nothing that's been said, there's nothing that's been done, until Montgomery opened his mouth. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this thing down and we'll start to put the pieces together on, is this a sham? How could it be when 28 states across the country now have some form of legalized marijuana that the people voted for? And even though it remains illegal under federal law, that's half the country's population. What are we going to do? Fight or be lab rats?
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other, and we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields. And to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you are tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy Jung. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Dreams for your ticket.
Well, we threw it out there, and what's nice about what I do each and every day is I come to the air and I give out the cannabis stories that make a difference, stories that mainstream media won't touch. One, they're scared. Two, they have no idea what they're talking about. That's why when I sit here and I get a story that's kind of, you know, this one was dropped right in my lap, and it just confirmed a lot of things that were starting to brew, because I whiteboard a lot of stuff, it just to help my thoughts connect. And I've been whiteboarding some things that made it seem like something's not right. It seems like this is a game to some people. And all of a sudden, I start to see things like cantheism. Folks starting to rise up about cantheism. What's cantheism? It's the religious aspect. It's a new meaning of religion and cannabis. Cantheism. And right now there seems to be a huge controversy about cannabis and religion. Why? I don't know. Because laws that prohibit cannabis in any way from religion contradict the Constitution of the United States. And I'm talking about on behalf of Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, and especially my long-haired, dread-wearing Rastafarianism brothers.
Yeah, church and state.
How do you separate them? You don't.
Well, I will say this. It has been less stratified over the last 25 years. Church has been brought more into state now than ever for financial reasons.
Well, exactly for financial reasons, but I'm off to finance. I'm just like, why is there a controversy? If I want to, and especially in one of these 28 legal states, how come I can't start my church based on cannabis and what I feel and what I know from research it does from a spiritual standpoint? How come I can't fire up in church and do, you know, like the Native Americans, peyote? I mean, whatever it is, whatever you're grooving with, if you're using cannabis to get you there spiritually and it is a religion for you,
well, I know the Catholics drink wine.
They drink wine. Yeah. All day long. Come on now.
I know. It's got to be something within the, it's something about the Constitution. There's got to be something there, Isaac, because it's so easy for these people to, the short-minded people to fall back on.
Well,
and there isn't. The upheaval is only so much, you know.
Don't forget, Chet, the Constitution itself was written on hemp, buddy. I mean, yeah. What? I mean, you're going to break something that's already written on something that... I don't know what to say on that, but we will get into it right now. We are talking about something that we are all just an experiment, folks. This second quarter, Living a High Life, is brought to you by my friends over at Adidas. You know, they got that new three-stripe hemp shoe out. Perfect timing. Talking about the Constitution being written on hemp. Just in time for Christmas, head over to adidas.com. Get yourself a pair of the three-stripe hemp Adidas. Awesome shoe. We got a couple in my closet. Why? I'm an advocate. I fight for the game. Not only that, they look good. Head on over to your nearest Foot Locker or check out adidas.com. We were talking about after campaigning to defeat full legalization of cannabis this year, Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery let the cat out the bag. He wants incoming President-elect Donald Trump and his administration to crack down on dispensaries legally selling the plant. Now, that means those selling it for medicinal use. Now, dig deep. Here's a guy from Arizona, obviously in the mix, in the know. He's the county attorney, so he knows some things that, you know, we won't know until it happens. He's already saying that not only should dispensaries legally selling the drug, he's talking about even for medicinal uses. Now, he oversees a medicinal state. Why would you be commenting on other states? Why would you be commenting on Colorado? Why would you be commenting on Washington, Oregon, Alaska? Why? Because to me, in that statement alone, you're saying, I know something. And especially when you come out, and I'm talking about Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery, when he said, and I quote, we ought to end the charade. Now, I don't have my Webster's Dictionary, but I think I know what charade means. It's a game people play. And what he's looking for is pretty simple. Because don't you forget or don't try to not remember that for the past 8 years, everybody who said Obama didn't do a thing, well, he kind of did. He really did. Remember, he had the hands-off approach. Everybody wants Obama to walk out the front door and on his way out, kind of tap it back and move it to schedule 2, 3 off the schedule. Not going to happen, folks. Forget about that. That's not going to happen. It's for the past 8 years, what he's done is allowed the experiment to grow. He was in on it because he took a hands-off approach from what? Enforcing federal marijuana laws, especially in our cannabis-friendly state. So the feds had no money to come in and do anything. And that goes back. We tracked that all the way through until they signed that bill off and the DOJ said, okay, we won't do it. That's a yearly deal. Everybody forgets that is not like an ongoing situation where the feds will stay off you. And that's why this conversation is so important. This thing could change tomorrow, folks. It could change that quick.
It sounds like he knows something, though. You're exactly
man,
right.
Man, this cat knows something.
I think he's just,
he knows
he's just
something.
Sick of something because he knows something. And he's
he threw it out there in such a way. Yeah. And he shouldn't have. Because he commented on other states, Chet.
It went viral. I mean, listen, get yourself in a whole lot of trouble doing that.
Look.
He's got to answer to a lot of folks now.
He's going to get some phone calls. Why'd you say it? Why'd you do it? Because you know that cat, the King Cole, is talking about it.
Well, and what do you mean? That's the big question.
I'm going to tell you what he meant.
You know?
Because he actually said that, too. He said, I think the next attorney general, and I'm quoting right now, of the United States can issue, hear me out, folks, because here come the cream, baby. I think the next attorney general of the United States can issue an order through a letter. We don't have to make no public announcements. We don't have to go on no TV shows. We don't have to do nothing on radio. All we need to do is shoot a letter out. Because we know everybody who's doing what they do. We know. And give them 90 days. Not to sell out. Not to sell your product. Okay, let me make as much as I can. I get it. We'll get this together. I know we got to shut our doors till we figure this federal thing out. Da 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 da. Can we sell our product? Nope. Quote, Mr. Montgomery said, look, give them 90 days to turn their inventory over to local law enforcement for destruction.
That's a guy that's definitely not in the know. I mean, you know what the inventory is? On that?
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. But you're missing a point, Chet.
Well, no, I'm right on it. I just want you to explain.
But well, here's the deal. What he's saying is, all y'all breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of us coming to raid you,
surrender.
Like we could, we gonna give you 90 days. We don't want no product sold. Not the old, let us get rid of it for 90 days and whatever left, we'll turn. He's saying this is like ready to go. The letter's coming out, 90 days to turn that inventory. Now, people will be out there, oh, stop crying, Chicken Little, it'll never happen.
Well, he thinks he's doing us a solid by doing
it. Right.
That's exactly what I think.
I'm letting you know it's coming. And if you're not prepared, it's not my fault. So there you have it. It's hot right now. It's across the country. It's viral. This whole legalization of marijuana and cannabis, it's been a charade, according to Bill Montgomery. Huh? Cat's out the bag.
Arizona News Radio. Congressional Democrats from Arizona expressing skepticism about President-elect Trump's promise to step away from his business holdings while in office. Tucson's Ro Grijalva among those with doubts.
It's all new territory because Trump has said that None of those rules apply to him, and he might have a legal case, might.
Fellow Congressman Ruben Gallego of Phoenix calling for Trump to liquidate all his business assets before the inauguration. The Maricopa County attorney expecting the Trump administration to crack down on state efforts to legalize marijuana use.
I think it's a fair expectation that we'll have officials within the Department of Justice who will actually honor their oath of office and do their job.
Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery reports that after Tim Jeffries was fired as head of the State Department of Economic Security last week, troopers confiscated dozens of handguns and thousands of rounds of ammunition from the office's basement, he says, because they were adding more officers. Low 60s in the deserts today, upper 30s in the high country, where there's a chance for moisture tomorrow. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of York Haven X traffic in service of a foundation for a better life. We still have that closure. Buckeye Road east and westbound between 3rd Street and 7th Street. Look for a crash 27th Avenue at Thomas. In Glendale, we still have that fender bender 35th Avenue at Yorkshire. We also have an accident in Tempe Rural Road just south of University. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life. At values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today, highs of 62. Wednesday at the east at 5 miles per hour, then becoming calm. This evening it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 42, with a west northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Sunny skies on tap for Friday, highs of 61. Clear Friday night with a low of 42. I'm Wayne Tropp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 50 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks coming up. More from Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Next.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatterwax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m. Park is Arizona's number one dispensary, centrally located just a few blocks west of the 143 at 4201 East University Drive. Park was voted the number one dispensary of Arizona by Leafly and Arizona's patients. Park offers the highest quality of top shelf strains at the lowest prices found in the state. First time patients get a free gram with purchase. Connect with Arizona's number one dispensary on Leafly, all social media, and parkdispensary.com. P-A-R-C dispensary.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Good to be back in the house. Thanks for hanging out. Always a great, great day to be alive anytime we do this. You know what I like to say. I always like to take a little break, say a couple things that I want on people's mind. It's the holiday season and beyond. Happy holidays to you. But I also want to remind you, do not text and drive. Please don't. That, when you don't text, when you don't look at a text, when you don't respond back to a text, that could be a life that you do save, including yours. You can wait, man. You can wait a few minutes till you get to wherever you get. Not even at the stoplight, don't do it. Stops, none of that. and wait till the car stops so you don't do anything stupid and hurt yourself or anybody else.
Did you see that movie Roll Bounce?
No.
It's set in Chicago in 1975. These,
okay.
These Chicago kids are roller skating team.
Yeah.
And they go to the roller rink, and this is pertaining to the text. One of the guys is Nick Cannon, and he's size nine. He works at the bowling alley. He goes, "Don't start none, won't be none
all day long."
Yep.
So if we don't start it, we don't. It won't be none. So let's remember:
exactly.
No texting, no driving. Think about your man. King Cola said, "Don't do it." I mean, if you pull it out, say King Cola said, "Don't." Life you just saved. Now. As we get back into the game, got to remind you, this is the third quarter, Living a High Life. It is Cannabis Talk with a twist. It is daily Cannabis Talk, real stories. We call it the blunt truth. That's all we do. So check this out. Third quarter is going to be brought to you by my friends over at Lexus. You know who they are. Get over there, test drive one of their new vehicles. Get you a good pre-driven. They're nice, too. All of them certified. All you got to do is visit your local Lexus dealer or simply go to Lexus.com. Check out those new 2017 models. They are the bomb. Thank you, Lexus. And by the way, I got something real quick to say on what's happening with the cabinet. We already heard that Bill Montgomery let the cat out the bag. There's something big that's going to be happening once this whole cabinet thing is put together, and I think it's not going to be pretty. So am I being Chicken Little? No, I'm making people aware of what could be happening because – our county attorney let the cat out the bag, so I'm letting the cat out the bag to the country. One thing that I'm noticing, and you could be a Trump fan or not, and I'm not a big politic guy. I love sports, I love life, I love competition. I love to see teams getting put together. I don't care what anybody says. You may not like the president-elect, but let me tell you what's happening. If you look at this thing like the Olympics, you always want to try to put together an Olympic team that can dominate. I don't care what sport it is. We're still one country. When we go into the Olympics, we're battling other countries. We want to be dominant. That's all Trump doing. He's putting together an all-star team. A billionaires and people that are just on point. I'm with Dave Chappelle. Give him a chance because he's putting together one of those teams around him that the world fears. Kind of like when we did put that first Olympian team with Michael Jordan and Barkley, the dream team. I haven't heard of one president where they said his cabinet was like a dream team. The world feared him. I'm telling you now, Trump's putting together a team that the world fears. That's all. So when you start talking about fear, that's when Bill Montgomery let the cat out the bag that there could be a letter coming once everybody's in place. Because don't forget, Bill said, and if you heard that piece in the news, what did he say? People that have been elected to their positions should enforce the law. Is this cat letting the cat out the bag? Folks, you can say 28 states. You can say half the country. Then I'm going to add that other little piece that they keep adding. Are breaking the law. Federal law. And if they want to shoot that letter out and say in 90 days, game over, they can. Based on what Montgomery is saying and what I believe he knows, sounds like they will do it. Now, a little bit earlier, I was telling you about the new word that's out there, cantheism. Not Catholicism. That's not new. Cantheism. That is the word that's being used that signifies any and all attitudes toward the plant, the cannabis plant, as a religious experience. I know anytime I'm doing what I do, it is cantheism. It is a religious experience. That's what it's for. So the question becomes, why is the U.S. Supreme Court rejecting a Hawaiian church's appeal over marijuana? See, if you got a church and you're relying on pantheism, you're trying to burn. You're trying to use the plant for what it's for in that pantheism kind of environment. We're going to smoke and puff, talk to the Lord. And then Congress, don't forget, Congress says, and I'm pretty sure I'm on point with this, Congress says, we shall make no law. Let me see. Let me go back to my history day. It says Congress should make no law respecting an establishment or religion, I believe, or prohibiting free exercise. I think I'm right on that. Do some research on that, but I think I'm on point. Congress can't make any law. So we go back to that Bill Montgomery statement of a charade. How come at every turn they can just step in at any point, even though it's already written in constitutional rights, and mess with us? I don't see him rolling up. And I know that alcohol is legal. I understand that. But I don't see anybody protesting on drinking wine in church. Not a soul. Everybody and their brother be on there that first Sunday trying to repent and knock down a couple. Let me get three. I had a rough week. Give me a couple more than breads, too. What we here for? This do what? Right, exactly. So the United States Constitution, folks, if you're breaking this thing down and we're looking at pantheism, the new word that you're going to hear more and more about, here's the deal. It's contradicting our United States on behalf of Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism. And I told you, my Rastafarian brothers have always been into pantheism. You could start a new word if you want to. Rastafari been the word as far back as I could remember. Now, I was telling you earlier about the Supreme Court. Anytime the Supreme Court get involved, and they always seem to be getting involved when it has to do with us. They get involved with gun control. We can't have a gun. Here come the Supreme Court going, yep, nope, can't have a gun. Now we got the Supreme Court coming in and going along with the fact that, here's what they said, ruling that banning cannabis, my friends, doesn't interfere with the members' right to exercise their religion. Now, if you are not already a practicing pantheism type of person with your religious values, you don't say that. But nobody has said, why do you need wine when y'all do that thing with the bread? Why is the Supreme Court interfering with cannabis being used in a religious ceremony? Because don't forget, Congress makes no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So right now, the legal argument that's out there is the U.S. against cannabis. Once again, here we go. And right now, the laws are constitutional because they prohibit no specific religion from growing or consuming this plant. This is a story you will not hear anywhere else, folks. Nobody's going to bring it to you because it opens up a new door. I can't have a club. I can't have this. But I could have a church. And my members can sit up and we can talk. And we can get nice. It's not against the law. It's not against the Constitution. It is a specific religion. That's the blunt truth.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms. We're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Baked Bros, dedicated to educating Arizonans about medicinal marijuana. We are the leader in setting and meeting standards for marijuana edibles. Baked Bros is a strong advocate for the progressive reform of cannabis and telling the truth about this natural alternative. We go to dispensaries all over Arizona, educating bud tenders and patients about the importance of proper dosing. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles. Baked Bros, a sincere dedication to education. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
Ooh-wee! Email blowing up. If you want to get inside, it is Isaac at LTHL365. Let me tell you, man, the King Cola just keeps it. It's called the blunt truth, baby. That's all I get down with. I do it in an entertaining way, a way to get you involved. I love telling stories in this game, but I try to give you the news that's coming, and it's coming fast, regardless of what they say. Now, I told you earlier in the show, if you're just joining us, Living the High Life, we are America's fastest growing cannabis show anywhere because we tell it like it TH is. I told you earlier, everything from Bill Montgomery getting ready to unleash the thunder, calling this whole game of medical cannabis and legalization a charade. And I quote, we went into what could be coming, a letter from the new administration to anybody involved in the game, legal or medical. You got 90 days to turn your product in. It can happen. We talked about cantheism. The new word that has to do with cannabis and using it in a religious ceremony and profile. But early in the show, I told you, you thought your information was safe. Thought it was like in Fort Knox. You thought that if you did it right, HIPAA would protect you. Well, if you heard what I said earlier, about gun control and medical marijuana cards. If you heard earlier about what I said or quoted Maricopa County Bill Montgomery saying the whole marijuana legalization medical is a charade, now you're going to understand why. I'm going to try to connect some dots as we go along in future shows. I call it an information grab. Why would you say that? They don't have my information. They only have my information with the medical. Oh, is that, is that what you think? Wait. You think that, oh, HIPAA got you covered? Man, y'all don't even know about PMPs, do you? No, not PIMPs. PMP. If you know, type something, let me know. I'll wait. But I only got 10 more minutes. Check this out. You guys, and me, I'm not just going to say you. I've been a sucker too. Because I just wanted it to shape, form, or fashion to be legal, medical, access, no go to jelly. Give me a get out of jail free card. Help me. Well, they got this little thing called PMP. And in the United States, it's called, go get your pen and paper, write this down. I'm about to get you some knowledge. It's called Prescription Monitoring Programs. They are state-run programs, my friends. These state-run programs, and remember, 28 states are now legal, over half the country, puffing. So they set up these PMPs to collect and distribute data about the prescription and dispensation of federally controlled substances. I don't even think you're hearing me. Now, as the individual state, they can deem appropriate or not. Or they look at things that could be potentially addictive or abusable with prescription drugs. Stay with me. Well, what does that have to do with cannabis or marijuana? I'm about to tell you. It all started when I told you about what Bill Montgomery said. They are looking at the 28 states to be federally illegal. Because it is on the Schedule 1 controlled substance list as a drug. So even though we in our world say, hey, I'm going to get my prescription for my cannabis, my marijuana, that's what we say. What they're saying is, when you get that marijuana card, you're admitting to us that you use an illegally controlled substance on a controlled one substance list, which makes it illegal, and it makes it a drug. Now, here's why I say you thought your information was safe. They can come get you whenever they want to. Well, how's that? Well, PMPs are designed to collect and distribute data about prescription and dispensation. Every time you go to the medical marijuana dispensary, you get a prescription. You're getting a prescription on a federally illegal drug, according to the federal government, which means this information that they're collecting, it means nothing. HIPAA means nothing. Here's the deal. They created these PMPs and they got them through saying things like this. They're supposed to be able to help prevent adverse drug-related events. They were set up for opioid overdoses. They were set up for drug diversion. What they were supposed to be and what they told us was, hey, man, these PMPs are cool.
It should help us decrease the amount or the frequency of what the opioids are being prescribed. We can keep an eye on the doctors. This is a good thing. We can help. Now, let alone that we know in all the states that it went legal or some form of medical, opioid addiction has dropped significantly, some up to 75%, because people are going more toward cannabis medical than opioids. Nobody wants to be on that death list. So here's the deal. PMPs are supported by most physicians, not all, but they're intended to help these physicians. And don't forget, in New York, they just allowed WHO to start prescribing medical, physician's assistants, nurse practitioners. In a minute, they're going to let dentists and anybody else. Right now, you got a lot of different prescribers out there. Can't wait till the pharmacies get in the game. Now, here's the deal. These PMPs are there for one simple reason. As a data grab. The only thing they want is your information. With PMPs, law enforcement can actually come in, and the PMPs are shared with law enforcement. Did you hear me? PMPs are shared with law enforcement. It is under the guise of stopping opioid, what do they call that, doctor shopping, too many prescriptions. That's what they're doing. But at any point, my friends, they want to go in and get the information on medical marijuana card users. Law enforcement can, utilizing the right to go and look at PMPs. What do you mean? I mean that since cannabis is still federally illegal and looked at as a drug, your information is PMP available. Law enforcement can figure you out whenever they want to. Do your own research. I did. That's why I'm bringing it to you. Because no one else will give you this story. PMPs. Check them out. It's real out here. Check out what Bill Montgomery said earlier. Pull it up. You got to do your own inside looking. I'm bringing you the stories they don't want you to know. I just hit you with three headbangers that should have you thinking. Once this new Trump administration is in, all I can say is you better have an alternative plan. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same planet. Remember, do not text and drive. Save a life.
Drifting. You drifting? You know I'm drifting. Hey, Griffin, you drifting?
I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Station.